We may begin.
Okay. This is the first meeting of ANC 1D in the month of July, 6th. Someone give me the time.
7:08.
8 minutes after 7.
Mm-hmm.
I observe the quorum. All of them done. Jack McKay, Dave Boston, and myself, Greg Edwards. I suggest that we launch immediately into a discussion.
Greg, this is usually a community discussion where we go around and what's on our minds.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I meant to say an informal discussion. Thank you for the clarification. And,
but I mean, no, not an ANC director of the community.
No, it's everybody. So I suggest
everybody. Yes.
I meant to say. And maybe you should speak for me because I seem to be trying to readjust. That we have an informal discussion first, and then if there is interest, we can. There's a draft resolution on the small area.
Very good.
Contrary to the normal approach, let me start out with a few observations. One is that we got a taste of how the Office of Planning and the D.C. government and the various planning groups in the D.C. agencies will work the last week in the very long, essentially day-long meeting to consider ID restaurant application or a patio.
Sidewalk cafe.
Sidewalk cafe. I'm just using
the sidewalk cafe is the technical term that brings in all the appropriate regulations. They really call it sidewalk cafe.
All right, thank you.
I thought that was useful.
Because I'd also seen board orders on patios.
That's usually in the back. Yeah.
There's a whole section of the regulations concerning closed and unenclosed sidewalk cafes.
Why don't you discuss what those are so that we all have to get up to speed?
Well, it's mostly a matter of making sure that a sidewalk cafe does not interfere with pedestrian traffic. There's clearance for people to walk by, that it doesn't obstruct view of drivers coming up nearby the intersections. That it doesn't obscure, obstruct emergency exits from the adjacent restaurant, things like that. The biggest issue is usually the clearance, especially on our sidewalk, and you've got that monstrous tree box in front of your restaurant. No more.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Wow.
Ooh, how did you do that?
May I call on you to describe this great feat of leisure demand?
I call for regulation and then send out the letters and they say that's only responsibility to take care of the tree. And because the tree is dead, and listen, they call Hartford tree, and they give us the right. They can take it later on.
They declared it a hazardous tree because it was dying.
Because of dying.
Yeah.
They say you can go in and take it and put it away. And they want to take the others because it's 7 in the area.
And they want to what?
They want to take care of the others because it's 7 more in the whole mountain. So.
7 trees.
Yes, 7 dead trees.
7 dying trees.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, but that's marvelous. I mean,
I get a letter from them.
Or from public space.
Since we're so few in number, I don't see any need for strict circulation until some people, until there's any complaints. I suggest that this is a great opportunity for the restaurants or other merchants to do what took a decade or five in Georgetown to clear out the trees and use their small sidewalks to accommodate their commercial strength. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that we could encourage the, and we could even pass a resolution tonight to encourage the merchants to follow Friday's example, and thereby creating sidewalk space, which then you could use for cafes, for many other kinds of places.
I understand that, Greg, but I would be very careful in your choice of language, because people have fought hard to put more trees in the city. So if they hear anyone saying, we should now take this advantage to clear out the trees, they might get the wrong idea.
Need a very specific language. Those three ones in the narrow and the less than 4 feet sidewalk. And some trees are good, but they are very nice. And some, they send a letter about EPA, they need at least 6 feet and sidewalk so that people who are disabled can use their wheelchairs. Some of those trees, if they say that is a violation, well, that is a violation. Some, maybe 10 of those trees are very narrow. But we can keep looking, planting those trees who are nice and grow up so tall, enough branches everywhere, like that. What do you call a fire tree? I don't know what the name of those trees is.
Pine tree.
No, maybe pines too. So those trees will not have too many leaves and can grow tall, but are not too many branches.
Small tree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ginkgo trees.
Yeah, no, we have the problem with the tree, you know, some trees die or something, but we take the pictures, but you come to one place in the nighttime. This is very, very dark. We have to make problems. You know, this is what we turn to all the time. We need more light. If people say no, more light. If people say, some people from some organizations say, no, we could, you know, something for tree, but they have the money for tree. We don't need more tree. We need the tree that people give. What is it? Mantenimiento?
Maintenance.
Exactly. But I don't know what is the point that people put the tree, but never give mantenimiento. Sorry, I was saying.
Maintenance.
Can I pass away those jars? See, you know this.
May I ask everyone?
At least the first few times,
when you speak, to give your give two names.
Stop signs.
So several times, because that will help us.
But
I agree with you. Let's just go around the room.
Yeah, the whole way we made like that.
No more than a sentence or two of your name and some kind of where you live, that kind of thing. I'm Greg Edwards, and I live across the street from the library on the 16-minute block of Mount Pleasant.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Romero. I'm president of 145 Mount Pleasant Street and Association. I live in 3354 Mount Pleasant now. I'm still in Mount Pleasant. Only the name? Mm-hmm. What are you doing here?
No.
Okay.
I'm Cheryl Booker. I live at 1631 Newton Street, Mount Pleasant.
Barbara Hayden, 1827 Lamont.
Steve Mudd, 1600 Block Lamont.
I'm Chloe Wardapper. I live in place 2166 17th Street.
Chloe is your first name?
Okay.
I'm Oli Batsunda. The Woodner.
ANC Commissioner, please. You forgot.
Maybe a few words of identification. No, I don't.
Jack McKay from way on the west end. Thank you.
ANC Commissioner,
the park.
Dave Bosserman, Commissioner, and I've been living on the National Mall for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I just took off a few hours to come to this meeting.
Yeah. We have to Commissioner.
Where's your
Katie Vanegas, I live in 1737 Hobart, and I'm one of the interest.
I would like to seize this opportunity to thank my lovely colleague, Dave Bosserman, for reminding me that I had a longer story about the trees. I personally would like to see, I think Georgetown looks stripped without any trees. But trees here and tree boxes, especially
especially from what I heard at this day-long, terribly exasperated meeting at Public Service Space Committee, they're going to cause us a lot of problems the way they're done now. So I would like to propose three objectives that we have for the trees. The first objective is that if we're going to put in trees, they must be of a kind and with a support that will allow them to grow tall, so that the trunk is above the first floor, goes above the first floor level, do not obscure or block the line of sight in the street. The second idea is that to do this, we must provide for, if we're going to have trees, let's not have dead or sickly ones, which occurs now. So let's not put them in until we provide the technology that allows rainwater to accumulate and to be able to stay, have enough water over hot other months for a tree to do what. So it's better to have no tree rather than a sickly or unsightly tree. The third is, let us aim for, if we're going to do that, it requires the technology, as far as I've looked into it, it's going to require a vault that goes about 20 feet down, and thus costs about $100,000 a tree. And maybe it appears you can get by cheaper if you do a lot of them all at once. And if we're going to do a lot at once, then we could combine that with a program to provide pickups and delivery of pallets, including compressed trash in the fronts of these buildings, because we will always have a problem with trash pickup and delivery. And until we can solve that, we're not going to be able to have a really functional street. Therefore, the tree function and the trash function are entwined together.
Cool. May I offer a suggestion, and that is for the ANC to approach Casey Trees to find out what the specifications are, the type of tree, the type of Casey Trees. Then you know that there are certain trees that grow in certain places, in certain sewer type runoff, and I think it would be wise to get their counsel.
They're one part, but the city, of course, the environment is, and then DDOT owns the trees. But they have done experiments in this city on long trenches.
Yes.
Technical soil, as they call it. I think lava rock or something, a shale.
They call it what?
Technical soil. It's the same thing they put on the roofs. But it's such that the tree roots can be guided and grow where we want them to grow. And that water, it's a problem with one of our trees is that they're not planted right. Most of them, they just drop it all and they don't have to take anything off it. And they don't even dig a hole bigger than the wall.
Well, this idea, please note that I have done limited research, and I've heard a lot of contrary stories, so it is that there is much controversy about what would work even in D.C.
Oh, yes.
So we may want to start to do some probes of what will work here.
DDOT, whose job is to plant trees. They don't care if they live.
Yeah. I think that we want, ultimately, to have, as part of our green scene, my term for the county zone, a lot of tall, healthy trees.
Mm-hmm.
But it will take us at least 5 years and probably $1 million to go in and even working with and leveraging the money of the building owners to provide these changes.
You'd have to get outside grants. You'd have to interest somebody who wants to experiment.
Isn't there a portion of the Mount Pleasant revitalization plan, including landscaping, that
would... Yes. Can we... Are we going to have an orderly discussion here now?
If you wish.
This is a community...
I resist the impulse to interrupt because I don't like being interrupted. But then I find myself sitting here like a stump while everybody else talks all the time.
That's because we want to get something done.
Well, we have a role to play. Please stay, and I'll go to the...
I am not going to put up with the shit.
What? You asked me a question.
Jack, I need your vote.
Please.
I thought you asked me a question. I'm sorry.
No. At request,
we're trying to
then, we will... let's move around.
Let's have a little civil discussion.
Can you handle that?
Jack, if you stop acting like an asshole, I'd be very happy.
I will. Anytime. You got
this? Everybody get this?
Jack,
you got a camera? Little camera?
Jack?
Take pictures.
I'm not going to slip up with obscenities from this asshole.
When somebody puts his fist in my face, I can say that.
We can get back to the topic that we called the meeting for. We said we would focus on. I had a loopy idea about how we could enter it and to talk about why we need to change the draft plan, because the current way the things are operating will never get us any place that's going to be substantially different. And I was hoping to do it by weaving in some of the current events and also suggesting some ideas that I've talked with a lot of people and they think would be superior to what's going on now. But Jack, I'd like to hear your ideas on what we can do with... We only have 2 days, and this is the last possible meeting, to comment on the Office of Planning Small Area. Would you bring us back to the topic?
I thought we were going to go around.
If that's your wish, then you spoke, I spoke, and I'll speak again about what happened. Yes, the public space meeting later.
I was also at that meeting, and there were very few people who
please
were
first. Keep hearing.
My name is Cheryl Berger, and I attended that meeting, or it was a hearing on the Mount Pleasant revitalization plan. There were very few people there, considering the magnitude of this plan. Of these, less than 50 people were there, and of course, there were people who were in favor of the plan as it is written. There were people who wanted to expand or refocus some of the plans. So the comments were recorded and sent to the mayor's office. There should be somewhere minutes of that meeting. My personal feeling about the plan is that there are so many plans out there. There's the Mount Pleasant Revitalization Plan. There is the Mount Pleasant Main Street Grant. There is the Pedestrian Encounter Zone. All these plans have elements that duplicate themselves. And the reason that I'm here is to see what the consensus is about how we plan to approach what the revitalization is going to be on Main Street. We all know it's been taking years and years just to get to this point. I think with this plan, we have pretty much everybody's voice, whether you like it or not. I don't think it was swayed too much one way or another. But I think it could be salvaged if you disagree with it. And I would like to see whether the discussion to go around, not necessarily here, but how we plan to encompass all of these activities into one comprehensive Mount Pleasant Street. Lamont Park is included, the business revitalization, the storefront facade program is involved, transportation is involved. I mean, there's a lot going on facade. There's a lot going on, and I think this group has the history and the know-how to put together something that is comprehensive, that everybody can see, with a timetable. So that's my comment.
You want to say something about that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's two questions for that. No.
At least the first one. Let's get in here.
Oh, it's all right. Let's see Alberto.
I missed something. Is the point of this round just to speak for a few minutes about
the target is three times, but a lot of people go
or try to focus on the smaller area right now?
Yes.
Yes.
And I believe you have a, you bring the resolution.
Okay. I'm just really frustrated by how the small area plan is going. I guess so. It just seems like we end up with tennis. We lose our soccer field to a tennis court. We lose the Mercado, dies out. We have to go to Adams Morgan or Eastern Market or Langley Park for a driver Mercado. We don't have it here. We get the farmer's market, you know, does so well. Apartment buildings that desperately need more fire safety can't get a fire access lane. The eastern side of Mount Pleasant that is really clear with more high density and works better that way is getting slowly gentrified building after building. The neighborhood's becoming more like a rich suburb. I feel partly to blame because I have to participate that much in the LP meetings. I mean, we were getting our ass kicked by a couple other agencies at the time. The Parks and Rec or NABRA or DCDL or just plenty of them. But I guess I came to that open and still say something or get some input into it. Turning this thing around a little bit.
Are we allowed to ask a question?
I think questions to the participant are appropriate, yes.
30 seconds.
Is the area, small area plan different than the Mount Pleasant revitalization plan?
It is not.
We're just using the term.
Yeah, it's a draft plan, right?
Good.
Yes. I'm just
Chamberlain. Let me encourage you next. Prepare some ideas to contribute. So next time around, you have.
This is an introduction for me.
Okay. Yeah. I understand when you first come, it's hard to get up to speed, but we really want everybody to.
I don't have enough background yet on this.
Nobody does have enough background. It really is intimate. So please consider things that
I don't think.
And at least, you know, you will get some reaction. All work together. Thank you.
Chloe, this is for you, for your generation, this plan.
Okay.
And I'm worried because people of your generation are not going to be able to live here in the city. It's just not going to be affordable. Unless you start out making 200 grand a year. In the second round, I'll speak as an individual. Right now, I'd like to report from the meeting to this meeting. The Always Mount Pleasant Assembly met last Saturday, a couple days ago. This is four paragraphs. I'll read it clearly. I can also give you a copy for the record check. Always Mount Pleasant recommends to ANC 1D, the Office of Planning, and the DC Council to request a new draft small area plan because it mostly proposes to remove ANC 1D from being the local planning group as specified in the DC Home Rule Charter. ANC 1D is the only broadly representative group in Mount Pleasant and is democratically elected. Instead, the draft should be formulated so that the various agencies, including the Office of Planning, collaborate with the local ANC and through it, the various civic groups, for a systematic approach to pilot programs of innovations that will serve our residents. The impact of the current plan will be a massive removal by accelerating market forces for gentrification of the preponderance of our current population and loss of Mount Pleasant's long historical ethnic and economic diversity. It does this by focusing attention on accelerating gentrification without providing support for the preponderance of the population to stay and make this their home. Currently, extrapolating from OP's market consultant figure as an update to the last published census, there appears to be about 10,000 people whose economic and ethnic diversity differs from the usual immigrants associated with gentrification. In 10 years, it seems unlikely that 1,000 will remain. So that's the resolution.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Oliver Tunde, Commissioner.
Oliver Tunde.
Oliver Tunde, yes, Commissioner. And I'd like to add on the issue of trees on Pleasant Street. It's really very important that the trees that are there today are the organization that is responsible for taking care of those trees should consider having as Haiti as proposed having different trees that grow tall without covering actually the businesses. And I think also the steel put around the trees, in my opinion, they are very wide. It should be reduced only to get a common gate with the tree instead of having a large area, which I think saves no purpose. That's what I think should be really done. And serious consideration is removing all those steels, maybe reducing them to a small area just to protect the trees. And another thing I would like to discuss is the area of Office of Planning. I think what they have provided in the document, not everything is really bad. There are some points there which are really, really good for the area. And people should look into those in case there is need to make some changes as some voices have spoken. I think we should take into consideration those points that the Office of Planning have come up with, points that are good for the neighborhood. We should definitely consider those points and incorporate them into whatsoever proposals that the community will come up with. That's what I like to say.
On the matter of trees, two aspects. Trees seem to be considered to be good.
nobody seems to realize that there are liabilities to trees as well. And in particular, I think the merchants have to recognize a tree box in certain locations can interfere with their other things they may want, like a sidewalk cafe. Now, the Transportation Enhancement Grant is calling for a bunch of new trees. We don't know where. We don't know what merchants will be affected. We don't know if they are going to complicate anybody's future plans for the sidewalk cafe. Our sidewalks are already narrow and obstructed with all sorts of signposts and the like. So it's not necessarily a good thing to go plugging in more trees. As far as the tree box is concerned, they have to be large for gathering water. A small tree box leaves the trees starved for water, and then they slowly die from the top. The way the trees in Mont Park are dying from the top, because they don't have enough exposed root area. It's a continuing problem. Another aspect of trees, one we dealt with at my end of the neighborhood. When you have the Cobra street lights, the tree canopies block the light from the sidewalk. Because the Cobra lights are designed to illuminate the street, not the sidewalk. And it leaves the sidewalk in darkness. So it has been a great improvement on our end of the neighborhood to have the uprights, the upright street lights, which are lower than the tree canopy and illuminate the sidewalk. But I don't think that's going to be possible on Mount Street because of its width. So there's some very difficult choices to be made here. It's not as simple as saying, trees are good, we want more trees, it'll make the place look better. You've got to look very carefully at where the trees are going to be, whether they'll be a problem for the associated businesses. Are they going to darken the sidewalk where we already have dark sidewalks? Be very careful about what trees you put where. I think that's the first order question, and going beyond that and saying we want some new generation of tree technology, I think that's something to think about next year. Right now, we've got the immediate problem. The Transportation Enhancement Grant that resulted in a whole bunch of trees, which once in place will be very hard to remove. I'm astonished that AD was able to remove one tree. Not only the tree, but the tree box. That's extraordinary. I'm afraid in many cases, when you petition, if you want to petition for the removal of a healthy tree, I don't think you're going to get a chance.
It's a matter of certain comfort.
So we have to be very careful about where we are going to put these damn trees.
I'd like to say that Cheryl's pitch for question how to be get a broadly supported overall plan with timelines is a very important question, and I'm not sure what the answer is, but we should certainly work on that. One thing we could do immediately with trees, existing trees or new trees, does not have tree boxes. The highly dense, highly trafficked areas downtown don't usually have tree boxes. They have a grate that people can walk on. They don't usually use a grate well. I mean, they don't make it bigger as a tree grows. There goes the tree. But that's one alternative to tree boxes. And you may have the same area or even bigger, but have a metal grate there with rings.
An example of that is in Barracks Road.
May I comment on that? Sure. Because we asked for those.
Okay.
And they said they are very expensive. You can't have them. They're much more expensive than a simple
boundary fence. They may not be more expensive if the trees grow. If it's because when people walk, if you don't have a tree box, people walk on the ground, it becomes harder than anything. And the rain does not penetrate. So the grading helps that too. So I don't know, there might be the Department of Environment might have statistics on that.
Quick report on this. Mm-hmm. If I can do it for a second. From the meeting, Huddy's restaurant, they said that the new proposal is with permeable pavers in a small trench,
less than 2 feet from the curb. Grates are now illegal.
Grates are now what?
Illegal.
Right.
Contrary to their policy. I don't.
Grates are up.
Yes. This would get us into a longer discussion.
Favors are in.
Longer discussion about how they come up with these things. Mm-hmm. They view them, they decide on this, and suddenly it's city policy, and that's
sure.
it.
Sure.
That, furthermore, Chris Shaheen, former commissioner, actually my district, said that in places like Mount Pleasant, they are interpreting the ADA requirements as allowing as few as 5 feet.
Can't hear you.
Clearance. 5 feet clearance on the sidewalk. Not six. I don't know what the requirements are. So.
ADA spec is 3 feet.
Well, they are asking, normally they want 9 feet, but they're willing to come down to 5 to 7 feet. So I thought this might be a useful rejection to raise.
Yeah. Who told you that there is cancer loss plate? Department of Transportation? Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how they have a $1 million price for RS3 or the areas. For non-poison, they just like spend money on plants and plants and plants and plants. Or we never let them happen, or they don't really succeed in this. Because I see money everywhere, projects, $1 billion projects everywhere in the city. Well, not from one person. They just put $100 small planning, $400,000. Money's gone, and they never come up. We really need it. We have to focus, like you say, in Greg. We have a lot of trash issues. We have to really fire that. This block everywhere, we are not compliant. They can improve those kind of. And other thing makes me worry is changing zoning. This zoning is good, but we misuse. There is a place to do successful business, more apartments, more condominiums, more business. But I hope one day, not too far, I would want to be able to attract those businesses to come here. I don't understand, they're just talking about what three buses and what trees. How we want to pay maybe a lot of money in taxes to build a non-poison in the city. If this area become more popular, our house want to be maybe a million and a half, like the Georgetown or Los Morgans. We have to really work strong, make this thing happen. Because everywhere it's happened. They remodel, they made the sidewalk wide in Otter Street, in Adams Morgan, and Massachusetts. And I don't know, maybe they are strong, they fight a lot for it. We can promise when they put out, we're going to make a lot of business and pay a lot of taxes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's all my comment on this.
I'd like to use my time to report on several weeks of being conflicted on how the agency should respond to the story. And it wasn't until sort of last night, and then talking with Jack earlier, because I got so many different directions to go. So here's the basic idea. Three distresses, because four people die of poison. One, that we want to support a framework for discussion and development. And this is so that I'd like to support a framework beginning and then at the end of it, Wendy welcomes both the ideas as suggestions and commands. Two, clarify, I want to include on point two, clarify social benefits in historic preservation. And because that appears to be the critical issue as a matter of practice of whether historical preservation will accommodate economic and development and ethnic diversity and maintaining the population. The law says that you can consider it. It's just that their practice makes it a very unusual or extreme. So the association calls for clarification, at least in Mount Pleasant, as a probe to make these issues, I would say, more important. And point three is that in Mount Pleasant as an innovation zone should be the heading. That is that in law, since this is going to be legislation, the adoption of the small area plan, that we get legislation allowing agencies to suggest changes in regulation for Mount Pleasant for limited term pilot programs and for longer lasting probes. Suggest these when it's a matter of regulation, and of course the rules for regulation that can be overturned within 30 day business days by DC Council and Mayor. That should be maintained as social protection. The other thing is that the pilot programs or probes must have, as an explicit part, a rationale for how they would benefit, not just on present, but it would succeed benefit the rest of the city. So the aim of this is to change, to try to redirect the Office of Planning proposal from a series of directives working with various civic associations, which Faye Armstrong in her testimony and Sam Bruxman in his testimony said, this is ridiculous. They don't want the alcohol policy to be mandated. No, they don't want all the initiatives are to be done by designating particular groups in Mount Pleasant to work with it. And the groups don't have the money, and they're not broadly representative. If Mount Pleasant is diverse, so that's the intent of this. And there's a lot of there's a lot of examples, and I've included all of the ones that Faye and Sam Bruxman have included, plus a number of the others that we have suggested in our resolutions. But this is an attempt, then, to say, what we need is a framework for our long-term development, because nothing will work here if it's simply top-down. And Mount Pleasant, at least, things have to be developed as a result of us working together for a common goal.
Can I use my first 3 minutes? Thank you. Okay. Hi, my name is Jasmine. I have 5 points, but I need going to another meeting. The first is the question for the Mapleson Street. Why these people don't make open for the communities meeting? But I know they told you something about Gabriela from Business Association, somebody for the commissioner, Mr. Ruiz for I don't know what organization or somebody else, but the community we want to know what happened. An example, I was told to him, but I was in some meeting for Business Association, but the Haiti was in another meeting, I go for Haiti, but he never called, I represent 200 people, you know, for my building. But a lot of people in the community, we want to know what happened, what they do. But the Mount Pleasant is all community. It's not only 3 or 4 people take the decision or something. You know, I don't see, I know the some people, they only hate this, and other people call this guy, he never called back. You know, if they want to talk to something about Mount Pleasant Street, they need meeting with everybody. This is my first point. The second point
I have a question for clarification. Who is the they and the he?
I don't remember the name of the guy.
The Office of Planning.
Yes.
Office of Planning.
Yes.
Right.
And he, please talk to him. Then my building is 3145, not 3415.
Okay.
Thank you. This is the first point. This is the question I want to know, but we are the community. You know, if I know a lot of people here live around to Mount Pleasant, not in Mount Pleasant.
Your first point took almost 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I missed my two first points. No, it's okay. The second point is the tree, something about the tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's a lot of money for the tree. When we need the sign say, metro station is 2 blocks over there, and the metro station we need the song say, Mount Pleasant is here. Mm-hmm. But the people talk something about only tree. But they don't give, why don't buy the tree and talk to the owner, okay, you keep the tree. That's it. But this is a lot of money. We don't know what happened with the money. Number three, responsibility, hospitality. Why the ANC commissioner don't take that one? But we don't know who's taking Main Street, MPNA, but we don't know these people. They don't come, they don't call for meeting, nothing. Why the ANC don't take all responsibility for that one? This is point one.
If I could, please. We would love to,
yeah,
but we were not able to.
Can I finish?
I just want to make it clear.
We have our choice. 30
yeah, yeah, but only want to finish this point. Yeah.
Which does not take away from your time. You still have 20 seconds left.
I've heard this a number of times from Jasmine, this implication that the ANC had the power, could have chosen to do this, and didn't. No, the ANC was not able to maintain control of responsible hospitality or voluntary agreements or any of those things, because we are no more than an equal to these other organizations. And we would love to have been able to control the process. We could not.
My small interjection is that the appeals court says that civic associations have no more standing than any resident. Only the ANC has distinctive rights to be heard and to be addressed specifically and for each point from the perspective of the ANC. So the idea that we don't have, it is, I think, that number one in those processes we were frozen out. Our resolutions were not included in by ABC. And secondly, we were not invited to participate, really, in the formation of a new responsible hospitality process because it was competing with the one that we had already developed. Back to
okay.
And to compensate you for our...
This is my question, but I know that all ANC take this responsibility. ANC in Georgia, only Mount Pleasant, I don't know why there is another organization, and say, it's not the power, but we vote for the ANC, not for other people. I would like to say thank you, ANC Commissioner, for giving support for the building. Always on Pleasant, thank you for I can work with these people. And the last point is, I want to invite that we need support to Don Juan's hearings next thing, but we want to try to place some more business in there, you know. But we need support everybody, but we are the community. Only is ANC, please take the responsibility for the community. But there is too many organizations, they don't want to work with the community. If we are the community, we give them money for everything, you know. I mean, you pay taxes, but we're going to buy something. Not this organization. This organization don't care something about Mount Pleasant. This organization is only, like in Spanish, say, for me. Please, we vote for you.
Thank you.
This is my point.
Thank you. I'm Cheryl Berger.
I'd like to acknowledge, I think I have that same kind of feeling that with all of this process, there are organizations that get the information. They try their best to get the information out to individuals, but that's not happening in a way where residents and business owners who are involved, Haiti's involved all the time, but the communication to individuals in the community is not getting out. Okay? So I understand what your point is. One of the other concerns I have is that I don't see any one organization within Mount Pleasant that has the capacity or the staff, or the money to actually do something. You've got the Mount Pleasant Main Street, you've got the Mount Pleasant Business Association, we've got Historic Mount Pleasant, we've got Always Mount Pleasant. We have any number of organizations that are competing with one another, and there is no central core organization that can say, okay, everybody wants something here. This is what the comprehensive plan is. This is the action that we're going to take, and this is the timetable. We're wasting a hell of a lot of money. It's duplicative. It's been going on as long as I've been involved with Main Street. I think the Business Association should be a leader. I think all of them have the leadership skills, but they do not have the money, staff, and capacity to monitor or even put together this one comprehensive plan. My last comment is on the metro station, and I think the having a signal or a sign on, and it doesn't have to be on the metro station kiosk, I guess, it could be someplace pointing that this is Mount Pleasant Street that way. It's a directional sign. I do not think that the plan and the transportation enhancement grant of stringing lights as the two gateways is going to be useful in getting more people, attracting more business people into the business district. So that's my comment.
Thank you. May I interrupt and see? Would the ANC be willing to pass a resolution right now asking Metro to put a wayfaring sign on the Columbia Heights stop pointing to Mount Pleasant?
That has been happened in the past, I understand, and then if... All right, I will not comment on that because I don't know what the latest is.
Because it seems like you could do that right away, and I think there's a consensus here to do that. We'll not do it right now.
Yeah, I think a directional sign somewhere in or near the metro station would be okay. Perhaps, business people in that area may oppose it because they have money.
Can I say something? I've been having a lot of conversation on all those signs, and they say, the one inside could be expensive, but we can do a small, say, Mount Pleasant that way. And we have a Mount Pleasant metro. It's this way. That can be cheaper, it can be done, but that's what they told me.
Can I say something? I saw in another, not street, but another neighborhood, they say, metro is 2 blocks or something like that. But if suppose the organization say no has money, we can try to talk to the business people. Say somebody say I don't have one. Or two people come in and say we make one say the metro station is 2 blocks from there. We can talk to the agency commissioner for another side and we can put them on Pleasant Street or 16th Street. It's like a church, the Southern Church has too many. Why we this is the we need, open again the same person like 10 years ago, as 13 years, 14 years in this neighborhood. I wanna come back to the Mount Pleasant, good Mount Pleasant.
Then let me, since I considered the suggestion as moved and seconded, let me read it because I've written it down. Resolved, ANC1D advises Ramada to install directional signs to Mount Pleasant at the exit of the Columbia Heights metro stop.
Very, very good.
Very simple.
Thank you.
But
discussion.
If it's, it seems to me that it'd be Ramada and DDOT because it may be outside the station on and DDOT's responsibility rather than Ramada. In the past, we have waged battles trying to get the name of the station changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, and that
But that's just huge political battle. This is the first time anybody has suggested merely a directional sign.
Exactly.
I think that would be much easier. Thank you so much. Yes.
Okay. Oliver, comment?
I think I support such things.
And I've accepted the friendly amendment to add the dot to it. Any other discussion? Let me comment one small piece, and that is, perhaps people saw my email. I went to Delegate Norton's meeting, and Art Lawson was there, and he promised to, even though they're not legally required.
I have 500 emails. I haven't seen emails for 2 weeks.
But he said that he promised Norton and all the commissioners there that he would treat, that WMATA would voluntarily place itself under the DC's ANC law. And this is could be a test, I think. Are we ready?
I just want
to say that sometimes the reverse is true, too. I have a lot of people come up to me in Mount Pleasant. Well, Mount Pleasant Street and ask me where the metro is. They want to know how to go from Mount Pleasant to
New Books.
May I suggest we do that later, or ask Columbia Heights to do that? Any of the discussion?
Yeah, what I want to do is we need a rationale for this, and I think we can use that small area plan, the revitalization plan, which notes that it's hard to find Mount Pleasant Street.
Ah.
So we can use that as support for doing this.
Office of Planning.
But I will find that exactly.
The revitalization plan.
Here we go.
Recommends this.
Okay.
Are we? Can we vote?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor? It's 4-0.
That's great.
That is instant service.
Yes. Yeah, but we can start to working with the, you know, the Councilor Wendy, he can get it. This election's time.
The DCUSA would love a sign saying this way to DCUSA from here, if they put up one saying Mount Pleasant from there.
Well, let's start off serving us.
Yeah, but we don't
that's
have,
right, we can't do this.
We don't
it's
have
against our oath of office.
We don't have this problem before, but before we don't have metro station.
Let me move on to my beloved brother.
Alberto.
Alberto.
Okay.
I am Lisa.
Oh my
no
goodness.
No, 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 no. I mean, I'm support the idea to have a size setting up to people can, I mean, know where my place is. And what's about the idea of the site, you know, about a lot of tourists in front of the business, some people cannot see the size where they are, you know. And it's good if they can trim in the trees or removing some trees, you know, wherever. I think it's a good idea to get strong with it. More business than I see, for example, in M Street in Georgetown. They have a lot of flowers, but they use the same board of the where they have the light.
Yeah.
All right, they have something in the middle. And they keep it very clean. The sidewalk is clean. And, you know, people look, I mean, more attractive than the people coming more
different. Can I ask you a question about Alberto? Wandering around Mount Pleasant a couple of weeks ago, I saw some mariachis at your outdoor cafe. Is that frequent?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that is great. And these are mariachis without trumpets, right?
Sometimes they dance inside.
But if it's frequent, because we used to have the only mariachi plaza on the East Coast here.
We have a mariachi in the Santa
Fe
every day outside.
Well, perhaps we shouldn't pass a resolution supporting that because it may draw attention to it,
right?
But I did earlier ask, since you brought it up again, perhaps we could pass a resolution that reminds one of the merchants that it is their responsibility to maintain the space in front of their businesses, including the tree box. And it is
water.
And so we can have a little list of things. One is the water, if they're going to keep it.
Light, please.
Two is that if it is sick, they can remove it. Or if it's dead, they can remove it.
I would have
D-dot.
It's expensive,
isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
If sick or dead and small, then D-dot can remove it. And three, if it's removed, well then they can arrange for bricking in the tree box. There's a difference between tree box and tree fence. the box is the space, and the fence is the little apparatus, so that they could then ask for a public space to use the space outside.
I think, in my opinion, it would be good to first ask the business owners and find out from them whether the extra responsibilities of taking care of the trees they're comfortable with before we pass a resolution.
It's a matter of law. This is just pointing out to them what the law says.
If they have a tree.
That if they have a tree.
If they have a tree.
If they do.
Yeah, if they have a tree.
And do you...
I put that into the draft. And will you... That would... So we're just pointing out to them the law, not recommending a change in the law. Does that satisfy your objection?
It does, yeah.
Can I consider your support as a second to the motion?
Can you add something?
Excuse me, let me ask a question.
Oh, to me?
Yes, Dave.
Oh, I'm not exactly sure what the motion is.
Okay. That one... Resolve. ANC1D advises Mount Pleasant merchants that number one, you're shaking your head, no, it's not going to work.
Okay, good. I have a question.
Well, I thought there might be three votes, but if you don't want it, and we're trying to do things.
Let's think about this a little more carefully.
Okay, then I'll withdraw it to the next and draft it. We're pressed with you for the next week.
Can you add in the resolution, please, with a light, more light in Mount Pleasant? This is very dangerous.
More light.
Yeah, light, yeah, loose. But this is very dangerous. I'm working in haze, and sometimes I come late. This is very dangerous.
It's a very dark block.
Yeah, some people has the problem. We're working in Lamont Street, you know. Only part of all has to be the light. They don't need a lot. We need a lot.
We passed a resolution on that.
No, but can you, I'm asking, can you put the light in Mount Pleasant?
Here is the suggestion, and it'll be short, that I had suggested. That both COBRAs and the Washington Standard lights, which are basically our only two choices, both have serious problems. And so, looking around and trying to find examples of well-lit small streets like ours, it seems that it's best if the lights are mounted on the walls of the businesses so that you get indirect lights and that it then provides diffuse lighting onto the street without glare, and it's primarily then on the sidewalk. Now, you may want to keep the COBRAs for lighting the street while we have a lot of traffic, but lighting that actually lights the sidewalk mm-hmm. does not block it, mm-hmm. like we've seen, say, on Park Road. This, I think, is the better practice. Just as an idea. And perhaps we can think about it and pass a resolution after people have discussed it. Mm-hmm. You haven't finished your time.
Yeah, I like the idea of the guy making about the light, you know, to make it more clear, more present. I'm also asking to the police officer if they can install cameras here in Mount Pleasant. You know what the answer the lieutenant gave to me? They have to wait for getting three people killed first so they can put in a camera. Because they say it's about $40,000 for each camera. I say you have a 14th Street. One is in Rondo, one is in Larry Plain, and what is in Oak Street. I mean, very close. And I say, so what happened there? There were already people getting killed. I say, yes, I'll see people getting killed by the government. Give us some money to install this camera. So I say, well, we don't want a camera. We don't want people dying on the left. If that doesn't answer this, I mean, it's really cool of us. Why don't we start it first? You know, so they can see who killed them. But, I don't know.
Thank you, Albert. Steve Mutt. 3 minutes?
We're going around now.
Yes,
I think Cheryl has a camera.
Yeah,
Cheryl.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I stand, so 30 seconds. Anyway, tree boxes were the responsibility of Mount Pleasant Main Street. They were to maintain them. there's an agreement between the business association, not the business, but the individual businesses, who was going to help maintain those street boxes. I don't know if Main Street is continuing that or not. If they are not, the business people are only responsible for cleaning the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
They're not responsible for those street boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. From the sidewalk.
Only the sidewalk. So, what organization is going to maintain the tree boxes?
Oh my.
We don't know. There isn't one.
I know something, but I pay somebody to treat for rats, the whole rock. They go down, then they have more tree boxes than 3,200 blocks. When I used to run trolleys, they come to me and they say, how many tree boxes you want? I say, no, because I don't want to see rats there. That's why Mars Cafe doesn't have a tree box.
Mm-hmm. In addition to that, there was a membership, there was a donation for those tree boxes. In addition to that, the tree boxes, I don't know, is there a bid? Are there people who are cleaning the streets any longer? Because then they are responsible for.
They've run out of money. Here.
They've run out of money. So, okay.
Nobody's responsible.
No one is responsible.
That's correct.
So, it seems like, just to try to turn things, this should be not just a place, I suggest, where we just come up with ideas, but we try to follow up on it for further developments. It seems like it would be best if someone could find out what the status is of the agreement. Was there a formal agreement, like to take over, like to sponsor a park, and for how long did it last?
The letters went to every business person, merchant, asking them to donate money and they would be involved in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And money was received. There was a person who led a tree box maintenance program, a volunteer. And so that's the history of that.
Do you remember what year that might have been?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Only 3 years
ago. Because the volunteer perhaps, and she ran out of steam, and I don't know what Main Street. Does anyone here talk to Main Street?
I hear from several people, for example, they. That they are virtual engineering cover if they're not talking.
Thank you.
See you all there.
See you later.
Now, back to Steve.
Okay, at least on Lamont Street, which has a lot of pedestrian traffic, the trees that have low hanging branches, they get torn down by the party animals, which is lovely contaminants. It's another argument. They have trees that branches are higher. I'm for getting rid of all the foot catchers around the tree boxes. And I don't even like the big historic signs on the sidewalk. Big or obstacle. But the new bulletin board at Lamont Park, is that something AMC put up?
No, we asked for it.
Okay, but I was
walking past the resolution.
I was walking from the north end to the south end at night. Walking from the north end of the park to the south end at night, and you sort of walk straight into the side of it.
Oh.
And I almost walked smack into it so I couldn't see it at night. It's like a big dark monitor. I just wondered if it could help to have a reflective strip monitor or something like that.
Well, write that up and send it in, would you?
Send it. Who it was?
You can send it to me. And I'll distribute it to the commissioners.
Because I think it was the one that was released in his group. And
yeah. I mean, I like the idea. Yeah.
Did we pay him to do that? I forget.
We asked money to do it, but okay. He got the money. But he got money from elsewhere.
Okay.
So we never.
Just going to say thank you, but that's not me.
And the idea at that, as I recall, was that I proposed a lot more money.
Thank you.
And the agency said, let's do a a pilot program on a small project and see how it works, and then we might do more later. The one thing I'd like to suggest that maybe we should handle just immediately as a matter of arising is to see if we could ask Tony to add a 25th notice to put it in that box.
That would be good.
Who really likes that? I have no idea.
No.
Anybody can put whatever you want?
Anybody can put whatever you want.
That's why I look for a treasure.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a story. When Carlos called me and asked me, he said he had put a lock on the box. And he wanted to know what I thought of him keeping the key. I reported to him that the Adams Morgan bulletin board for 40 years, since I moved here from Italy, had never had a lock on it. And it's, you know, it was a mess, but it maintained itself. And it has a useful equilibrium. Mm-hmm. And so he took the lock off. Mm-hmm. And so it's available. So could we try for a while at least posting the 25th notice there?
So the feeling that somebody's permission should be obtained to do this. And if you do post something there, you're going to be putting that on top of somebody's existing notices.
You just have to read the dates and how they want you to submit. It's a public.
Would we have to pay Tony more? Or 25th? $4 more?
If the commission wishes me to ask him to add another post there, I will ask him that. I don't make any difference. Okay. No cost.
May I consider my suggestion to do a motion and second it?
No, that's a good
one. Discussion, Oliver?
I mean, if a log has to be put there, who would be responsible for taking care of the log? Opening it?
But there is no log.
I thought there was a suggestion that the log has to be put there.
No, it was there, and I removed it. And I suggested it be removed, and he did.
Oh.
So it's open now. We asked for it in a resolution, so.
So, I mean, if we leave it open like that,
there's a sliding glass door to protect it from rain.
Okay. But that's not for everybody to post, so everyone information would like to post it.
Yes, it's for everybody.
Okay.
So the idea is let's give it a try, and let's set a timeline until the end of the year.
If I post in Spanish, I'd say.
Okay. So all in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed?
Yeah.
Abstain?
Yeah. I'll take care of it, though.
3-0-1. Till the end of the year. Post AC notice. And, okay, good. We're taking care of some things.
Are we still playing around?
Yes.
Oh, good. Not yet.
Not yet.
Absolutely assuming it.
Barbara.
I'm like Cheryl. I'm a veteran of many years, many good-hearted, well-meaning people trying to help the merchants to help Mount Pleasant Street. I think when the history of this neighborhood is written by a good historian, the effort and passion that's been put into making this commercial corridor workable for everybody is going to be chronicled as a large amount of effort.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited when the Office of Planning stepped forward because they could be the unifying force. They could be the people who had the capacity, overall capacity, to unite all the different forces in the neighborhood and do something great. Somebody got to the Office of Planning, though, in my opinion, some real estate interest. Somebody, because from high above, Fenty Graham, came, work with what you've got, don't change much on Mount Pleasant Street. Yeah, not that I read with interest this reckoning with the comprehensive plan in the district, which is much bolder than what Office of Planning made for us. this is weak tea compared to what the city is calling for. Now, even the city's plan is not really bold and innovative. I have neighbors who are Asian and African-American and Latino who are wealthy enough to own the row house. So, you know, there's much about ethnic diversity in Mount Pleasant. I'm worried about the rapid loss of economic diversity. I'm worried about the young people who are not making a lot of money when they get out of college. They're not going to be able to live in Mount Pleasant. Even in group homes, it's not going to be doable. Old people on fixed income, policemen, nurses, teachers, sanitation workers. When we have snowplow drivers who have to come in from Centerville, Virginia, to plow our streets, we've got some problems. So someone got to OP and said, don't change anything, just keep, you know, use the spaces you've got and do a little creative, a shop there or a little something, or, you know, these ideas which are really not going to do much. And so, as much as I hate to say it, you have to almost reject the whole thing wholesale and say, thanks for trying. Who watered down this tea? This isn't what we asked for. We can do better ourselves, scrapping the way we are in all of our different groups.
Short comment. When we first met, when I first met with Neil Richardson.
Tariq.
With Tariq. He said that he intended to use, and I can point to that, the steering committee for the political, later renamed the advisory committee, that it was obviously biased in its demographic selection. He told me that, yes, it was clearly that way, and he intended it to be that way, because the number one issue in places like Mount Pleasant is density. The row house owners want low density, and many others want urban density. So, the tactic that has been used in these plans, because they discuss this themselves, is you start off with a group that is heavily biased, and they put down their dreams and come to accommodation as best as you can on density. You then record it in the report what they want. Now, he changed that and started to take directions from him. And I went and asked him, why did he change from this being a paper trap to being the guiding direction? And here's what he told me. That he cannot answer that question. He asks me not to push it or report what he had earlier said until the thing is over, until the draft was turned in, which it has not been. Because planning jobs are hard to get. This is a recession. And he cannot say anything.
Mm-hmm. That speaks for itself.
So, you ask what happened. I don't know who, but I'm told that it came directly from Harriet Tribble. And apparently, with the close connection, as best as I can put together, with Adrian Henson.
Harriet Tribble is the director of Office of
Yes. Here. And we know that a famous, not pleasant figure is very close to Adrian. I'm sorry for my comment, but I hope it was useful to go through this history, because my promise to not disclose this information is now over. And indeed, I included a little bit of the history in my section.
Very good.
Okay. Oliver.
Going back to the Office of Planning, I think, in my opinion, we should commend what Tariq has done. Even though the proposal that he put within the document may not be what Mount Pleasant wants, but I think he made every effort, actually, in trying to
work with the community. The community has been invited to come up with some of the proposals. I think he did a good job, in my opinion, even though not everybody was there to provide what he was looking for. But I think, yes, the community was there. He couldn't get everybody actually to come and attend the meeting to come up with those proposals. But, it has been very difficult, even with us as ANC, meetings like this. Like today is supposed to be actually an informal meeting where we discuss with the community, but it's looking at attendance. So there are very few people. So this has been a problem. It has been very difficult to get people together to come up with those proposals that the neighborhood really needs. So, I mean, he had to do what he had to do. His document was perfect, but at least as a beginning, and we could look at it and come up with whatever we think around.
May I just say that?
Yeah.
I propose a friendly amendment. Take this as a friendly amendment at the end of the list of three principal points. In addition, 1D appreciates the investment and research for Mount Pleasant by the Office of Planning. In a few words, I'm trying to capture what you said. This is more political.
But he tried and he got shut down.
He did.
He has another boss on the top of him. He has already known the rules. That wasn't my case.
Frankly,
I find out they have already ruled, but I went to the hearing, they already have this letter. This is what you will do on his.
I
have the letter under on the table.
Yeah.
I know Gabriela Vega say, Katie can get this only. When I went there, the man said, Katie, you can get this only.
That's my fear. That is my fear that the way this is set up, that these decisions will be made, like in your case, by a few people behind the scenes. And
it's always been.
But this sets it into law that they can do so.
And I think this is correct. I mean, definitely the people concerned should be, like, in the case of Haiti should have been consulted and then discuss about the issue. It was wrong for a document to be written without even hearing of it and present it to the authorities.
That's to do with outreach and how our meetings, we have much broader than they have. But there's another point that I think I can now reveal, in keeping with my promise. Greg Bolden told me that if it had been up to him, this document would be very different. So all I can say is that I agree with you that he tried. He agreed with us. The reason that we went through with this with an ANC resolution was after meeting with him and him saying what he needed from us in order to get this through and get it approved. So he was a good guy within his orders all along. I wonder if, since our comments are due in 2 days, if Jack says no.
No, I am tired of sitting here listening. I very rarely have an opportunity to speak.
Then speak.
And I don't buy into this notion that this paranoid notion that there is a plan to have the row house owners run the process or determine the outcome. I don't think that's what happens, though. As Oliver said, when you call community meetings, you always get the same subset of people. You get the people who are comfortable about coming out and speaking at meetings. You get the people who are aggressive about coming out at meetings. And we've got a large portion of the population who are not, and they don't come. So you always wind up with a biased association. And when you speak of civic organizations, again, there are people who are comfortable in forming civic organizations and participating in civic organizations and aggressively running them, and people who aren't. So you wind up with a self-selected group determining the control of meetings like this. I've always hated community meetings because they've always been dominated by the same handful of people, the ones who were aggressive at coming out and running the show. Now, I think it's very important what Barbara said. If the result here is something that is weaker than the comprehensive plan, then this is not progress. Because Mount Pleasant needs more than a small change. And what we've really got to do, the hardest part of this, is getting the business owners themselves to come out and participate actively in the process. Haiti comes out, Alberta comes out. The other business owners, you almost never hear from. They're too busy just trying to survive. I can appreciate their situation, but the result is they aren't heard. They aren't consulted in the end result.
We do have the Mount Pleasant Business Association.
Which represents?
A representative that goes to certain meetings but not other meetings. So we do have participation by a select number of business merchants who have input into this process.
Yes,
but
it
is.
It is also a very specific subset of the merchants.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm happy to see the business owners. But even that doesn't bring out the business owners who are really just sitting behind the counters trying to make a living day of day.
Exactly.
Well, I don't have any great thoughts. My brain has been simmered by the sun for over 2 weeks. It's been hot. But I do have a thought on trees that grow up in dump block. But this is very simple, and we all know the answer. It's called pruning. I do prune city streets. I sneak around those pruners, especially when they're broken by the partiers. And there's ways to prune them. There's ways that don't work too well. But we can get people like the foresters. Is that what we call them these days in the government?
Sure.
Urban foresters.
Urban foresters.
Yeah. We can get Casey trees. We can get any number of. We can do it ourselves. We can get a fussy and say, okay, this is our plan. We want to train these trees to do what we want. You know, you should cut more than 10-20% of the tree per year. You can do it. And then, this is what you do when you grow up. You undercut. They're tall. And they push up.
Good.
It's not natural.
You know, you give them open space, they'll fill an open space.
Yes.
I was thinking about what we just say about the business owners. Most of the property owners, they are not even in this city. They just rented, so and the people who own the business, they feel and they live in tomorrow. I've been talking to them sometimes. They don't really care. Maybe you can invite the. Sometimes I invite you. Oh, does he come? But I invite him to come. But we have to send a letter. We don't know when the meeting is. Leo, we can send a letter to Greg and Nicola, who is here on our property. So also not there. And I can only represent like a 2-3 business on the top, the apartments and property owners doesn't even, most they don't even know.
Well, I think the business association, if they're asked to develop a database of all the owners of these properties and to invite them to the AEC meetings, I think that would be an accomplishment for them. That's something that they can do. They know how, and I think that list is already available. They should know who their property owners are.
Mm-hmm. Could be gathered.
It is hard work. It has to be private investigators. I don't mean to interrupt. But it's layers of corporations and ownership.
Barbara and I worked on getting this Tennessee for the NWA property owners and along 16-inch block of Muslim Street. And that took weeks in order to work on the street.
Again, we're right back with the question, what organization within Mount Pleasant has the capacity to do?
Do you want the building owners and you want the people running the business?
Yes.
Maybe both.
Maybe the owner can ask them and they can participate.
It's the person who is in the shop, running the shop.
Some companies, they get the lease, they could participate in the business.
You would need some.
I see one time somebody else.
Since this is our last opportunity to pass a resolution on this, I would like to read the draft resolution. OP should refocus its grant plan for Mount Pleasant to deal with its main problems. Resolved, ANC Wendy advises the DC Office of Planning to rewrite its draft small area plan for Mount Pleasant in the following regards. One, supportive framework. Friendly amendment I got from this discussion. Refocus the plan so the DC government will not channel its scarce resources into ways that restrict. One, when the people of Mount Pleasant will be programs that often do not work in places like ours. Instead, the focus should be redirected to support a consensual and collaborative core framework so that all groups have reason to believe they have a bright future here and can work on it. Lindy welcomes, this is the position for the discussion, Lindy welcomes the office planning's ideas and suggestions, not commands. That's to incorporate this point. Two, and friendly amendment was to clarify, it says to clarify social benefit. And that's part of the historic preservation. Include as a pro, be proven yay or nay over many years, and thus instructive for other neighborhoods in D.C. But for the Mount Pleasant Historic District, clarify the meaning of social value as a major factor in considering historic preservation proposals. The value should be stated as giving preference to projects that give distinct and credible reasons why they will preserve and foster creative development of Mount Pleasant's economic and ethnic diversity. We all know that economic diversity has come out of this discussion's primary. Specifically, the value should allow arguments that estimate the greatest future good or the greatest number, preserving and enhancing diversity and healthy aggregations and culture, with historic buildings being one important part of that cultural vitality to be preserved. In specific cases, design decisions should consider maintaining affordability and to appeal culturally diverse individuals, including those whose culture was not found in the reference period. Otherwise, they fill us with the reference period. Three, and the addition as a result of the discussion is innovation zone, as concerned here, is just what I'm saying. Include in the law authorization for pilot programs and longer lasting probes whose alteration from DC regulations can be explicitly. With extrapolation from prior practice argued as beneficial innovations. Beneficial here means that a good result would benefit not only local development, but prove useful to other neighborhoods or to DC as a whole. In each case, the proposed alteration can be overturned within 30 business days by action of the DC Council and Mayor. Finishing up sentence. It's an addition suggested again by Oliver. In addition, Lindy appreciates the investment and research for Mount Pleasant by Mount Pleasant. The court, by Office of Planning.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second it.
Thank you.
Fair comment.
I only have one comment, and it's just a typo.
Okay, fine, I'll change it.
There is a misplaced bracket.
Yeah,
the bracket should be before the argument.
Can you find that for me?
That's near the bottom.
Under three.
Yeah. From DC regulations can be explicitly bracket with extrapolation from prior practice bracket specifically argue.
And then remove the other one.
Good.
Yeah, I think that checks
off.
Okay.
That's not substance.
Oliver? I've attempted to incorporate your suggestion.
Yeah. I think finish reviewing it and probably push it to the next business meeting.
No, our deadline is 2 weeks.
I mean, time's pretty cool.
Time.
Yes, it's due on the 8th.
Sure.
Is it allowed with the comments? Mm-hmm. I know you expressed some at the hearing for this plan, but I'm afraid I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what your position is, and forgive me if I'm incorrect, but you're saying what my interpretation is to scrap everything in this plan and start over.
No.
Any clarification?
No.
It is not a comment. Somebody clarify this. If you say to deal with it right up front, refocus to deal with this main problems, if you say bullet, 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 and then follow.
That okay, that's under number one?
Yeah, this is in the top. OP should refocus the strat plan for Mount Pleasant to deal with its main problems, but we don't tell what its main problems are. Really. They're in here, they're buried in here, but they're not bullet, bullet, bullet.
How about saying, as explained, and I handle in the why?
Well, you could, but it but certainly doesn't just catch people.
I know, and but it's now limited time. So I'll put that in if you tell me where.
What's the main problem of maintaining economic diversity? You can say that economic blah blah blah.
Okay, that's short enough to put in here.
Yeah, that is.
Can you find where it goes?
Well, that would be right up in the red.
Oh, with its main problems.
Yeah, what are its main problems?
Okay, how about its main problems?
Which are?
Including.
Or including.
Including maintaining economic diversity.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Cheryl, we often do bury our main points in detail.
How about population and economic diversity?
Population diversity?
Population and diversity. Because it's very likely that that population will be strongly reduced by lower density.
Well, I would think if your main problems, and this was stated this evening, I forget who maybe used the main problem is maintaining not just who's born where and what religion do they follow and what color their skin is, but economic.
That's the main thing that's come out of this discussion.
I think so. It wasn't me, it was other people.
Yes.
What Barbara said.
Barbara, okay.
What she was saying about how certain occupations are having trouble. I know most of the neighbors in the Marconi, and just years ago, there was a whole exodus of school teachers, electrical and mechanical teachers, nurses, you know, those kind of professions. We have families that live there.
They used to live in the row houses. In the old days, houses were built for them.
Since this is the title, I'd like to move the suggestion of its main problems include maintaining its population and economic diversity.
Fine.
And move it right here. Yeah. And so it's included in the very second sentence.
Okay.
With that
sentence.
Good.
Good. Somewhere where people say, okay, what is your problem?
Good. I agree. Jimmy, are we ready to vote?
And this is really a placeholder but a salvo to meet a deadline.
Yes, it is. The main chance we're going to have is when this goes before the council in late September.
Uh-huh.
So this is to get it out there and to show that we have participated in their process. We've not just thrown up our hands and walked away. We're giving them something substantial. But I don't expect that it's going to have much of any of a change.
Okay.
It is a framework for us then in September to come back and revisit this after the August break, after the council's August break. So I don't think it's that critical at this point, except that if we don't do it, we will look bad. And and I've tried to incorporate in here many of the suggestions from Sam Brooksmith and Faye Armstrong, as well as all those.
If I recall, Faye said that this plan was a fairly good plan.
Mm-hmm. But she also said to me that one problem is that she agreed with Sam that it...
Yeah, and each organization was there, submitted their comments, so I'm not objecting to this. I'm just simply saying, at this hour, I don't understand it. You said it. Quoted it at the hearing, but I'm just not understanding. So.
Then I will discuss it. You talk, call me, or we can meet, and I'll go through it, and we can discuss it, because we need to do a lot more before September. This is sort of the opening shot. Good.
Where does your resolution text end? Is it all three pages?
It's all three pages.
Yeah, but the law is the law, right?
Yes.
It really ends in the first call, the resolution itself.
We have
I think that was over to page 3. If you look at last year, the last year was page 3.
The why is the resolution with
this? Yes. Yeah. It's the same, it wasn't even better. The last year was page 3.
I agree.
This is.
It's too confusing, you think.
It's chaotic. It's hard to understand.
Agreed.
So let me finish. God damn it.
Okay.
It is so long and involved that it's not going to be effective. And I'm very unhappy about taking on something as important as in what is really kind of a rump meeting as opposed to a real business meeting. Now, the deadline here is the comments on the plan, right?
For ANC one day to respond to the plan. They've never responded to our resolutions before.
I just hate this deadline, which is forcing us into a resolution that needs work passed without real public participation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not happy with that.
Okay. Dave?
Well, we could sever the balance here to say, if we should reduce, refocus the strat plan from Mount Pleasant to deal with its main problems, 1, 2, 3. Thank you very much.
Something that just delivers the impact
as a place
without being overwhelming in verbiage everywhere.
We could agree with the 1, 2, 3 ones.
We could agree on 1, 2, 3, and then we could come back at the July meeting and pass a more extensive resolution.
I don't know. That's a possibility.
I prefer to at least get it into play so that, because I propose that OP is not going to answer this. They're not going to spend any time on this. But at least it gets us ready for another discussion. And if anyone asks us, and I hope they will, but likely they haven't, we can say this, that the real show is going to be in September. We've had 4 or 5 meetings on this and discussed ideas on it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to have
what?
I said I'm sorry to have missed it.
But we've had a lot of meetings, and this is an attempt to put together a framework with a lot with some list. So if the feeling my colleagues is to sever it, fine, but I would argue that it would allow us then to stimulate discussion, which we need and haven't really had, even though we've scheduled a lot of meetings.
Just a simple question. What does include in law authorization pilot programs mean?
To include in law, comma, R.
I thought we were talking about this.
What? The plan is being proposed as a law. In other words, what OP does is that it asks the council to adopt the whole report as DC law.
You could say to include in the plan?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, include authorization.
Where is this now?
Number three.
Number three, include. Okay. Include in law.
In the plan.
In the plan. Okay. Rather than law, say the plan.
Because the plan is law.
Okay.
What is your result there?
Okay. Yeah, so now read to include in the plan authorization for pilot programs.
Good. Okay. Okay.
Can I ask for a vote? All those in favor of this motion? 4-0. Are you ready for?
Margarita?
This sounds great.
This sounds really
good. Can I hear a motion to adjourn?
Oliver.
Yeah.
Oliver.
Okay, so who's our second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor? 4-0. Another
Can we hold this?